Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Average Joe. This is Average Joe. I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm doing this show to hopefully share some information that might be new to you, the audience, but also I'm looking to learn from you, the audience, if you have any information on the subjects that I talk about. You know, hey, I'm open. I'm open ears. I want to know what, you know, I'm always interested in learning more. This show is the only radio show that's in black and white, so don't worry about adjusting your computer. That's a joke. So I don't know. Some people didn't seem to get that one a couple of times that I've said that. But anyway, okay. Well, thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to be talking about U.S. veterans organizations, and I'm going to start out by talking about, you know, I've been telling you about the Boots and Roots Music Festival that was coming up, and this weekend, yesterday, was that festival with Bucky Covington and Charlie Farley, Daryl Harwood, Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band, and Cuz Coon, and it was a tremendous show. It was a lot of work, and I can no way make claim to much of that work. Above Average Joe and I have had some health challenges this year, so we didn't really get involved in the project as much as we wanted to. But we did show up yesterday, or we actually showed up on Friday because we camped there at the fairground from Friday until today. So I'm pretty tired, but. Just to tell you a little bit about the experience, again, the show was great, and I'll get to that in a moment, but Above Average Joe and myself, we went on Friday to the fairgrounds, and we, as I've told you in one of our episodes, and probably at least more than one, that we like to go camping, so we have a fifth-wheel trailer, and we took our trailer over there because they've got campsites at the fairground. And it's been raining a lot here in North Carolina, and we pull up, and Mr. Keith Whitley, who's one of the head guys over there at the fairgrounds and with the American Legion, who's also a good friend of ours, comes out, you know, and he's, you know, telling us which site we need to get in and or that which one we've got. And I'm looking and just seeing it's kind of muddy around, and I have an old 94 F-350 truck that I pull our trailer with. It's a good truck. It's only got about 68,000 miles on it, but it's a heavy truck, and it's not four-wheel drive. Well, we pull up to make a turnaround, and we get stuck within, you know, not even there for 10 minutes. And so, fortunately, they're prepared for that kind of thing at the fairground, and they had a big old tractor, and they come and pulled me out in just a few minutes, and we got out, and then we had some challenges getting the trailer into our spot because of it being up an incline a little bit. We were trying to spin a little bit in the wet grass and mud and that, and finally worked that out. We got our got the trailer in the spot, got it leveled up, got it. Well, I went over to connect the power, and you know, for those of you that don't camp, every campsite has a little junction box with a breaker, usually either a 30, a 50, and a 20 amp breaker, and you can plug into the 30 or the 50 or the 20 or whatever your needs are. So I'm going to open the box, and all of a sudden these wasps come flying out of the box, and so I'm some of the guys that were watching me were laughing at me, said I was doing the moonwalk backwards, and I imagine I was. Me and Wasp just don't get along too well. I've been hit too many times. But anyway, so I go tell Mr. Keith. I said, Keith, I got Wasp in my power box. So he brings over the Wasp spray. Well, he gets that taken care of for us. So we hook it up. and get everything hooked up. And I want to go ahead and get the air conditioning going in the trailer so that above average Joe can get in there and get cooled off. And it just makes it a lot more pleasant to set up from the inside anyway, if you got some air conditioning going. So I go in after hooking up the power, turning the breaker on, flip the air conditioning thermostat, and I hear just a tiny little click. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm like, oh, no, if this air conditioning is not working, we are not camping this weekend. It was a hot, muggy weekend, and we knew it was going to be. But anyway, I got to doing some troubleshooting and checking everything out. Well, come to find out, I'm not getting any power at the breaker box at the post. And I'm like, well, I'd turn the breaker switch on. So I talked to Mr. Keith, and sure enough, they have to turn on another breaker. They hadn't done that yet. So they got the breaker turned on. We got power. We got AC. Finally, everything's happening well. And then, well, let's see, one more thing. We both above average Joe and myself got into the fire ants and got some bites there. So it was a little challenging there at first, but we finally got set up and settled in, and we enjoyed, you know, just spending time together. So Saturday morning when the event started, or was getting, you know, everybody was, the crews were, the sound people were arriving and lighting people and all that, everybody's getting set up. And since we didn't even really know what we were going to be doing, because we hadn't really been involved in the project up until yesterday, what we ended up doing was we were checking bags and coolers, both of us. And you know, when people come into the facility, you know, they were allowed to bring their coolers, you know, for a $10 charge. You know, they could bring adult beverages or whatever they wanted to bring. But we still needed to check, and just for security purposes, and then just look in their bag and that kind of thing. So, you know, it was a pretty easy job, but we were on our feet a lot, and it was a long day, and it was still hot, even though we were actually inside of a building. There was no air conditioning, so it was a long day. But we did get the reward of getting to watch some of Bucky Covington's show, which was the last, you know, the headliner. He was the one that laced it up that evening. And, you know, I hadn't seen Bucky really probably since American Idol, I mean, as far as seeing him perform. And I was impressed. He's actually come a long way. He's got several different genres, I guess you could say, that he seems like he's kind of searching for the right genre, but he's talented. He's a talented man. There's no doubt about that. And I guess the most impressive part for me personally was he did Pink Floyd, The Wall. And I'm like, I actually shot a little video of that, and he was doing a little audience participation, and unfortunately you can hear me singing about as much as anybody, but I enjoyed that. I've always been a big fan of Pink Floyd, and especially The Wall. That was kind of our anthem album in high school. But so anyway, we got to enjoy that concert. We had some good eats. The American Legion was out there serving food all day. They had barbecue and hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries and nachos and apple thingies, just all kind of good food. It smelled really good. They had steak sandwiches. They obviously knew what they were doing. They've done that a few times. But that's pretty much, you know, from our perspective, that was the event. We had a good crowd. We would have liked to have had a better crowd. But we appreciate everybody that did come, and we appreciate all of the people that participated in making this happen. Becca Thompson, I think, as I've told you before, she was the one that promoted. She actually, you know, came up with the idea of doing this event, and she was the promoter and did all the legwork to get all this happening. And fortunately, she had some good people helping her, and it was you know, it was a challenge, but you know, the show must go on, and it did go on, and it was awesome. I want to promote our next event, which is not a music festival, but we hope to make this an annual event eventually. We're doing this is when I say we, the VFW Post 2908 is doing a yard sale August 11th, and that's going to be from 7 a.m. to 12 noon. I will continue to promote VFW, especially our post events. I'm, you know, as I've told you before, I'm involved in that organization, and I'm going to, this is not costing me anything, not costing me anything, so why not get the word out? It's helping our veterans. And I do want to say, though, if you're listening and you're part of a veterans organization and you have an event, feel free to either call in or send me a message on chat and just I need to get an Average Joe email address, and I haven't done that yet, but I will. But feel free to send me a chat or just call in and promote your event if it's a veterans organization. I can't promote every, you know, organization that's out there, but I will definitely invite anybody involved in a veterans organization to promote your events. So today, I've used up quite a big amount of the time already talking about the event, but I just wanted, you know, we've been promoting it for ever since I've started the show, and this was it, you know, so I wanted to talk about it a little bit. It was a good time. I think everybody had a good time. So far as veterans organizations go, the VFW is the only one that myself and Average Joe are involved on a regular basis. I'm actually an auxiliary member there. My dad was a Korean War veteran, and in order to be either a member of the VFW, if you're a full blown member, you actually have to be a veteran of a foreign war, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, Gulf War, and I'm not sure about any of the ones that's happened since Gulf War, but I know that there are other, you know, qualifications if there's combats. The VFW as an organization as a whole, I mean, it traces its roots back to 1899 when veterans of the Spanish-American War, which was in 1898, and the Philippine Insurrection, which was from 1899 to 1902, founded local organizations to secure rights and benefits for their service. And many arrived home wounded or sick, and they just needed, they needed to come together as an organization to secure their rights. Above Average Joe and I, we've been involved with the VFW for more than 10 years. I don't remember exactly the year. And quite frankly, our original, what got us in the door was the canteen. You know, we like to go out usually on Friday nights and, you know, kind of a date night for us. And we had some friends that went there. And so we started going there a few times, and we started making more friends, and we really liked the atmosphere. It was not, you know, like a nightclub, you know, everybody's trying to pick up somebody or whatever, you know, like a meat market, but it was just a nice place. You could go and play some pool. You could have a drink. You could have a nice conversation. And then the added benefit, and really the icing on the cake, and really the whole purpose of all of it, is to help veterans. So, you know, when they had an auxiliary available, and I said what you had to be was to be a full member, you had to be a veteran of a foreign war. To be a member of the auxiliary, you have to be a direct descendant of, well, not necessarily a descendant, it could be your descendant, but for example, my dad being in the Korean War makes me eligible to be an auxiliary member. On the other hand, if say my dad wasn't a Korean veteran, and my son or daughter was a veteran of a foreign war, I would also be eligible. So it works in both directions. You know, that's kind of how the eligibility works. It worked like if it were my grandfather, I'd be eligible. So that's how that works. But anyway, so Average Joe and I, but you know, we are above Average Joe and I. got involved more in actually, especially after I joined, in actually helping with these events and fundraisers to help our veterans. And, you know, I mean, it's easy to pat yourself on the back when you're trying to help somebody. But, you know, the feeling that you get from doing that is definitely the reward. And so, in one sense, I'm kind of selfish when I help people because I know how good it's going to make me feel. And it just, you know, gives me a sense of purpose. That if I can lift somebody else up and make somebody else's life better, then that's what I want to do. So, you know, we have to make a living, of course. Most people have to work a normal job. And some of the work that we do for the VFW is some of the hardest work I've ever done. I mentioned on the travel show about Above Average Joe and I going to Honduras on the mission trip. You know, again, we were doing some hard, strenuous labor in the hot tropical heat, but it was some of the most rewarding work that either of us had ever done. So let me move on. That's the VFW. The VFW is the one I know the most about because that's what I've been involved in the most. We have been involved in AMVETS, American Veterans Organization, also. Neither of us are members there, but we do go to the local post some. We have friends there. A lot of the same people, actually, that go to the VFW post also go to the American Veterans post as well. And some, you know, there's, all local people. And they have a very nice facility. Excuse me. And one reason that Above Average Joe and I have been engaged there some is we play music and do karaoke, and so we've played a few of their events to provide them with entertainment. Excuse me. And they're always really good to us. They treat us really well there. A little bit about AMVETS, and the thing about AMVETS is, you don't necessarily, and if anybody's in the AMVETS organization, again, I don't know as much about AMVETS, but from what I understand, if you're a veteran, period, you did not have to serve overseas in a foreign war or anything like that. You are eligible to be a member of AMVETS, and I believe their auxiliary works the same way, in that if you have a veteran in your family, son, father, daughter, I got a frog in my throat, and I'm sorry about that, then you're eligible to be an auxiliary member. The AMVETS National Service Foundation was created in 1948, so they're a little younger organization. It was with the goal of assisting our returning veterans from World War II by aiding in their readjustment back into civilian life. And they have traces that root back to 1944, but obviously, right around World War II was what kind of got AMVETS going. So I think AMVETS, from what I've observed, they do a lot of the same kind of things for veterans. They do fundraisers to help veterans in need. A lot of retired veterans that that, you know, just whatever their need might be, they are there to help them, and I'm proud that we have these organizations in our county. We also have the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, in Stanley County. I've never actually been to the DAV. I have a couple of friends that are members there. And, we've talked about it a little bit, but I really don't know a lot about what they do. I know one thing that they do is they have a team that does funerals, veterans' funerals, and they actually did the 21-gun salute and the bugle. My mind just went blank. They, that song with the bugle when for my dad's funeral, and that meant so much to us. they don't charge anything, but you know, of course, they encourage a donation, and so I encourage you. They still do that. If anybody wants to support a good cause, that is a good cause, because these guys, you know, they need money for ammo, for their uniform care, for their rifle care, and they do a good work. So that's probably been my biggest involvement with them, is the fact that they do that, and I do like to send them a check here and there. But they go back to 1919. Their first national convention was held in Minneapolis in June of 1923. So maybe that was related. I was in my research, I didn't read real deep into it because I knew I wouldn't have a lot of time. But that they were probably geared up right around, you know, World War One. I'm guessing, because, you know, disabled American veterans, people are coming back with, you know, their arms and legs and missing and other injuries, you know, burns. You know, there's just no end to what could happen. And, you know, one thing I have forgot to do, I'm really tired. Above average Joe and I had a fun weekend, but it was a busy weekend. If you want to call in and tell me about something regarding a veterans organization, please do. That number is 914-219-0884. I encourage you to call me. If you have any information, or if I'm saying something wrong here, as far as if I've got something inaccurate about any of these organizations, I'm certainly not an expert in any of them. I'm just giving you, as always, giving you my perspective. Another organization that is very active in this county that we live is American Legion, and they're very active all over the country. I know that for sure. They were chartered by Congress in 1919 as a patriotic veterans organization focusing on service to veterans, service members, and communities. And the Legion evolved from a group of war-weary veterans of World War One into one of the most influential nonprofit groups in the U.S. And that is very true. As this weekend, we worked closely with them because they're the ones that provided the facility for the concert, for the music festival. They provided the camping, you know, all that. They had a team out there all weekend working, and it was obvious they had put in a lot of effort to make sure everything was ready. So one thing they do locally, being that it's the fairground, they also have the county fair there. And I should have gotten the exact date, but I know it's in about 4 weeks from now. The Stanley County Fair will be at the fairgrounds. And the American Legion, they handle all that. I don't know how that works, if they're actually doing that as a fundraiser for the American Legion. I'm assuming they do, that's probably one of the ways that they pay the bills. But they have a very nice facility there. They had a big open area hall that, you know, that I guess for the fair they have indoor displays and demonstrations, and maybe some of the other contests, you know, that people always, agricultural contests. They've got a rodeo corral where they have a rodeo, and I think they do that during the fair. They may not. They have another area where they have a demolition derby. And, I mean, the place is huge. I mean, I don't know how many acres is there, but it's a really nice facility. But we work closely with them, with, you know, the VFW and American Legion. Some of they've actually been doing some of their meetings at our VFW post, 2908, and it actually may be a different charter that's meeting at our hall, come to think of it. But either way, it's still American Legion, and we appreciate their efforts and everything they do for veterans. There's a lot of people active. Their qualifications is, again, I believe you had to be or have to be a veteran of a war during wartime, let's put it that way, you would not have necessarily had to go overseas, but you did have to be or do have to be a veteran of wartime. And so, you know, you could have been based in, you know, Texas during the war, but you would still be qualified if there was a war, an active war going on, because you're still supporting the war no matter where it's from. The number again is 914-219-0884. Call me if you've got anything to say about what we're talking about today with the veterans organizations. Again, if you have an event at a veterans organization that you'd like to talk about, we do have a few minutes here. I'm happy to take your call. Again, we're doing this, the VFW Post 2908, we're doing the yard sale on August 11th from 7 a.m. to 12 noon. And we're looking for vendors to come and set up a tent for, you know, it's a $10 fee to set up. Donations will be accepted, and all the proceeds will go to the VFW Post 2908. I would like to see, and I know a lot of us have talked about this, if this could become an annual event. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with an event that goes on in Hillsville, Virginia. The VFW Post there, they started a yard sale kind of thing like this. I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but it is like the whole town is a yard sale. I mean, it's more than just people selling, you know, old boots and clothes. I mean, it's got just all kind of vendors there, antiques, guns, just all kind of stuff, you know, car stuff, you name it, you can find it there. But I would like to see that happen one day in Albemarle. You know, if we could get something started like that, that would be awesome, because we have a lot of antique malls in this area. A lot of people are into antiques. A lot of people are into collecting old things. I mean, old cars. I mean, just all kind of stuff. There's all kind of possibilities. There's one of our vendors, or one of our local vendors, Mike Store, Mr. Mike Henson. I hope you don't mind me mentioning his name, but he's got a store, a junk store at Red Cross, and he's actually been on TV with his store. He was on American Pickers, came in and talked to Mike. And Mike is a, quite a character, but him and other people like him that love just buying and selling stuff, you know, just junk or useful stuff. I mean, they call it junk, but, you know, the definition of junk is not what it used to be. You know, a lot of people like junk. Nothing wrong with some junk. But anyway, it would be great if we could actually do that. But again, it's going to be August 11th. If you want to come out and set up, you can call the post at 704-982-6383 after 4 p.m. and just talk to either Kim or Ray. They can give you all the information you need. We do have a hall at the VFW Post that can be rented for, you know, any kind of meetings or wedding receptions, anything like that. There's all kind of possibilities there. But if you're not a vendor on August 11th, just come out and see what we got. See who come out. I'm sure we'll have lots of stuff. But we're coming near the end here, and I appreciate all of you listening today. This is a subject that's dear to my heart. I love our veterans, and I love what they stand for. They stand for our freedom, and the best we can do is to try to pay them back and do what we can. I never served. But I like to do what I can to help and love those that did serve and continue to serve. So, you know, thank you for listening today. And next week we'll be on at the same time. And as usual, I can't tell you what we're going to be talking about just yet. I usually have to be inspired. But it'll be something. But again, thank you. We're going to be on out, and we'll talk to you next week.